And we start to Christian McCaffrey on the outside, makes a nice cut and a lot of room. McCaffrey might go. Being chased, cuts back inside the 10, and he's down inside the 5.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Interesting. I don't know when that was from, but clearly he was losing a step then because he didn't get in on that play. They caught him. They ran him down.
Just like slow-ass Miles Sanders had a touchdown for Dallas and got ran down, and they didn't score.
It was a 72-yard run.
Yep.
In the opener of 2023 against the Steelers.
Yep. I remember that
game.
He
had a 160 and a tug.
Good old days. But they ran him down.
Sonny, do you know how far 75 yards is?
Apparently Goo doesn't.
Please.
Just saying.
You're optimistic.
So.
First time for everything.
So, let me get this straight. Over the years, as we've gotten to know each other, the three of us, there have been some places where I've got a blind spot. Hip hop. You guys always make fun of me because I don't know who sings certain songs or what Kendrick Lamar's song is. You know, Lil Wayne, I'm not very familiar with. You guys talk about him, you exclude me, you laugh at me. Movies are another one. You guys constantly make fun of me because I don't see movies. And the one time that I do try to go out and experience something, this is what I get. Like, this is what I get.
Goo, you want to go, friend, or should I?
Hey,
you
Devin, go. I'm not done.
Oh.
And so, years back, a friend of mine had an extra ticket to Maxwell, and he's like, you want to come check this show out with me? I'm like, who is he? Maxwell. I had never heard of him. Oh, you should come. It'll be, you'll have fun. And he did say there's going to be a lot of women there. I said, fine, I'll come, whatever. So I go and I experience it. Okay. And you still make fun of me. So you still make fun of me, whether I go or I'm unaware. That's called a can't win situation, guys.
Steiny, you can't win if you can't play. If you don't play. Last night.
I don't know what that means.
I'm about to explain, so take a seat. Last night, after we talked about Lil Wayne and your lack of knowledge in that specific realm, I sent you one song. Just one. It's about 4 minutes and 20 seconds. That I think kind of represents his best. Did you listen to it?
Mm-mm. I had to do the summit last night. So I
again,
did
this song was 4 minutes.
Yeah, I did a 4 hour show.
Daytime.
You were late by 4 minutes, and you still didn't listen to the song.
No, I didn't. I didn't have time. I was preparing for the summit.
On your 2 hour drive in the car?
Yes. I was running material in the car.
In the electronic car?
Yes.
Dude, they got a video up on 95.7 The Game, our IG page. And they asked all six hosts who would be late arriving. And you were picked four of the five hosts picked you. And they were right. Hey, man, look. I love that you went and had a good time at the Maxwell concert. I'm shocked that you didn't put more thought into a romantic outing.
I had
that
no
you
idea.
Thought it would be okay with you and your guy going to see Maxwell. Like Rick James, I get it. Not Eric. But hey, you do you. You don't owe us nothing. You don't owe us a damn thing.
Let's go to Anthony and Vallejo.
Should we mention the Willie Mays doc?
Are we not going to go to Anthony and Vallejo?
A day before we had John Shea on to talk about it.
I'm just saying, we do try to include you.
All the time.
You exclude yourself.
It wasn't last Friday, me at the ship, when you guys left. Me. Alone. But I'm okay.
One of the parts about this job and this show that I absolutely hate.
When we turn, into you on you.
It, is that... Sometimes I just don't want to say anything.
Everything.
But I have to. It's you know why? Because you don't. You don't have to. I have to. Like, I have
I'm
to
in trouble for going silent.
I have to get it. You know, at some point, I got to get into Randy Cross. But you know what? I don't feel like it now after you guys are doing to me what you're doing to me. That's fine.
It's your job. You want to pay the PG&E. You better get into it.
Yep.
Hey, Randy, how's it going? Because I'm feeling dandy.
Okay.
Dude, you are so sensitive.
Hey, 925. You're an idiot. You're a flat out idiot. On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Steiny refers to 4 hours of talk radio as if it's 10-hour shift doing hard labor. No, I don't, you idiot. It's not a 4 hour shift, you idiot. I get in here every morning at 7:45 to 8 o'clock.
Not today.
I'm here till 2:15. Then you know what I gotta do? Watch these stupid games.
You're in a dream world, man.
I gotta watch these stupid games so I can come in and talk about, right.
You know how many people would trade places with you, man? No, seriously.
I think you need a refresher. They would change places with me until they saw my 401k and my paycheck stub.
Oh, the paycheck. Donnie, quit acting like you don't get that big chicken. The pay stubs.
Money's on! Money's on!
You get bread. We're in the fourth largest market.
This is Cowtown. This is Cowtown, this market. Fourth largest, please. Chicago,
dude,
LA
months,
on the
guy
phone,
just months
New
ago
York,
saying we got
Miami,
action.
Philadelphia,
back,
Washington, D.C., Atlanta.
Back. What are you going through?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
No, this is, the kids got a new term. Crashing out. That's what you're doing. I love it. Sonny, keep going.
And that's what life's about.
My man.
Finding out about, you know, figuring out what kind of teammates you are.
Yeah, and learn your teammates. The name of the kids, maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Quit making everything about yourself. That hurt me, though. I'm not mad at you.
You know, it's funny.
But people think we're not as close as we are. We're the closest. We're the longest running. I was just in the meeting the other day with a higher up here. I didn't bring this up. They brought it up to me. This will put you in a good mood. We are the longest tenured show here at the station.
Why would that put me in a good mood?
Because we got something going. They could have got rid of us, man. 8 years.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
Evan, you're special. This is Kanye West type of production right now. Talk to us, Steiny.
No.
When did it start?
I don't even know what this is right now.
Maxwell!
You guys are asses. You really are.
He sung this one, huh?
I have no idea. It was 15 years ago, you jerks.
It's like his number one song.
Yeah. Did you look over at your buddy? Thanks.
I tried to get to Anthony. You know what? Where's the boss when you need him?
Randy Cross, 5 minutes.
We'll see.
Anthony's the
man. We'll see if we get Randy Cross in here.
We're having an intervention, Anthony.
I know. So first of all, almost afternoon, fellas. Happy Friday. And if Steiny was at the Maxwell concert macking, then it's okay. But I know he and his lovely missus have been together for some time. So you get a pass, like Evan said, because you didn't know who Maxwell was. That's all I got. But I would like to give my 2 cents about the Christian McCaffrey
thing. Take your time, baby.
Okay. So Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. He wouldn't be in the NFL if he wasn't. He clearly can do his job, but I don't think he's the type of quarterback to elevate others around him to the next level. And so that's why this news about Christian McCaffrey does kind of worry me. And I just want to give a personal experience with my, so I rolled my ankle so bad about almost 8 weeks ago. I'm talking, grade three or four. It bruised on the inside, but you can see it on the outside. I've been having a brace on for the last 8 weeks. I ice it every night. Still, it's still a little swollen, and that's not playing football. This was jump roping and just staying in my shape that I do, and it still sucks, and I'm still kind of ginger. And so I think when you consider Christian McCaffrey, start, stop, change of direction, all that kind of stuff, when you think of a calf and you think of an ankle, it is definitely something to worry about. And everybody said last season it wasn't nothing to worry about, and then we went 13 weeks without seeing him. And so I think this caused a pause, and I do think that it changes a lot of things, because he went to Germany, I believe, to do that treatment or whatever it was. And for him to come back this season, and I heard, you know, the recording from a couple of days ago when the reporter said he looked great. I believe he looked great. But you look at that game last night, and there was a with the running back in the, on the Eagles, he did a cutback start stop in the first half. In the first quarter, he was caught in the backfield, but he still managed to get five. You need to simulate that as best as possible. And Christian McCaffrey is actually a bell cow. So if he's not able to go, or if he's not able to put like complete pressure on it, I would definitely be worried, because like everybody knows, those high calf strains turn into Achilles tendons tears, because all of the ligaments and those things, that like, they all work together. You know, they're all like, work from the top of the calf all the way down to the Achilles. So anyway, that's just my two cents, but it's good talking to you guys.
Appreciate it, Anthony.
Get better.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Again, and Bonte said it before he left us, Donnie, as he appeared on his show with the guys.
Well, then you can take it to the bank. What'd he say?
That there's two scoreboards.
And that's your line.
No, yeah, but
that is one of your originals.
But Brock Purdy getting this contract, whether you like it or not, if he's getting judged differently, not from the team, but from the fan base. And I'm just telling you something you know. If McCaffrey is not available, his job becomes way more difficult. Fans are not going to be like, oh, Brock doesn't have. They're going to be like, nah, you got them M's, and here comes all the jackals. So I'm just saying, there's a tree of jackals that can come out because of this possibility if McCaffrey's not there. Everything looks different, and I know their defense was raggedy last year, but Stani, 6 wins, and the offense didn't look that great.
From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Steiny, I'll switch jobs with you for a day. You couldn't do my job. 707?
Coming in here to see lovely Evan and myself. Stop, Steiny.
You couldn't do my job. You know what? You know who you sound like, 707, thinking you could do my job? You sound like Guru saying he could beat Lorenzo Neal in a race.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the professionalism, guys. Respect it. Randy Cross, we're efforting momentarily.
Randy.
This is some sound from a couple weeks ago. This is Matt Barrows of The Athletic talking about the McCaffrey, not his injury, the way he was looking a couple weeks ago.
I think he looks good. Now, he's not getting a ton of snaps, but when he's out there, he looks like Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. He had one in yesterday's practice where he soundly beat Fred Warner down the field. I think Warner must have bitten on a play-action fake, and this was an easy score for a long Purdy to McCaffrey touchdown. And that Purdy to McCaffrey connection, short passes, deep passes, that's been available to Purdy in these practices, which leads me to think that, okay, if he's not back to 2023 form, he's pretty darn close.
All right, so that's some optimism from a few weeks ago. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Randy Cross, 49ers, former offensive lineman, three-time Super Bowl champion, and he's also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, class of 2011. Randy, how you doing? Are you excited that the season's here?
Oh, I'm really excited. I am really excited. I sort of enjoyed that game last night. It was a little more back and forth than I had anticipated, but it was fun to see it go the way they did, even with the weird twist at the beginning with Jalen Carter.
Real quick, because the big news out here, obviously, is with Christian McCaffrey. He was limited at practice yesterday. He obviously only played four games last year. I mean, you played in the league. What are your thoughts when you hear something like that with a player who was out most of last season?
Well, I mean, people have to remember the reason he was sort of limited early was from that sort of dual Achilles tendonitis that he got all the treatments in Europe and all that stuff from. But it was tearing his PCL was the reason he was out later. And now he's got some, I guess, some calf issues. It's just guys have runs like that. And especially when you watch a player, when you flip on a Niner game, you flip on, you know, pick the team. Mm. There are guys that jump off the tape at you, that jump off the screen at you, because they just seem, if it's Bill Walsh used to always love to say, there's no way to go more than 100%. Well, if these guys are going 100%, guys like Bosa, guys like McCaffrey, guys like Hutchinson in Detroit, guys like that, then everybody else has got to say, well, all right, I'm only getting about 90, because they just look different. And unfortunately, when you go that hard, that long, you know, stuff kind of breaks down. And I think that's something he's going to have to deal with. It's never going to go away. He's not going to get any younger. But, you know, I think you got to, you got a semi-plan for it, and having Robinson around is going to help a lot. And you got to kind of hope for the best and lean on your medical staff.
Yeah, no doubt, Randy. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I want to talk about, and I'm excited like the fans are, about Robert Saleh back. But, man, things have changed in regard to what he's working with. But, Randy, tell me if I'm barking up the wrong tree. If I'm looking at Bosa, 2021, 16 sacks, 2022, 18, and then 23, he had 10, and then last year, 9. And I know there's not a lot of help up front, and hopefully that's changed with Mykael Williams and guys like Alfred Collins, but am I wrong to just say, Bosa, you are the help? I need you to be more demonstrative, or is it more nuanced than me just from afar not playing the game like you expecting Bosa to be more of a game wrecker?
I think it's an astute observation on your part. So I guess my answer would be yes and yes. Yes, you got to expect the world out of him, because that's the level you're paying him for, and B, he has performed in the past too, so that's what you hold him to. But you did a really nice job of getting some other help in there in the last 2 years on that defensive line. So that's the biggest production holdback, I think, is if you can get the inside guys without blitzing, push the pocket into the quarterback, that sets up perfectly for what Bosa wants to do. Come around that end and chop and rip and go. So I think you've done that. I think you've addressed it. And now you just got to see how it works. And probably no better place to see how it works than going into a hostile place like Seattle, playing the Seahawks in a rivalry that's taken on kind of a life of its own.
Yeah. Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game, former San Francisco 49er, three-time Super Bowl champion. Randy, the 49ers obviously have a great offensive lineman in Trent Williams. He's 37 years old. You played till you were 34. If you focus on offensive line play, would you be able to tell if Trent Williams has lost something? Mm. And if so, what kind of things do you look for with a player like that maybe slowing down?
Yeah, watching him over the course of the last few seasons, there's been nothing that would indicate, and I think there's nobody in the world usually, if you're a player that's been on a higher level, that's been multiple times All-Pro and multiple times Pro Bowl, and like him thought of as highly as he is, they're in a bigger critic than himself. And I know, you know, that was one of the reasons I stepped away when I did after Super Bowl 23 was, you know, I'd been watching the tapes. I saw, you know, what I was playing and how I was playing, and that wasn't what I wanted to put out there.
Mm.
So, and I think, you know, money aside, because at this point, not that it doesn't matter to him, but he's pretty much set. So I think how he plays and how he's remembered is going to be highly important to him. And he'll have his, not only his own self-interest, but he'll be evaluating himself. And that's the bottom line. Nobody can do that for you. You got to be able to look at it and be objective.
Yeah, before we had John, I was telling my partner, man, Randy really shoots it straight. And I'm looking at this Niner receiving core, and I'm excited about Pearsall, no Debo, Ayuk's hurt. Randy, what did you make of Juwan Jennings in that whole contract situation? And I won't dare say what he tried to pull, but he was trying to get more cash. And his deal, he just signed a new deal not too long ago. What did you make of that? And does that penetrate the locker room at all when you see one of your comrades trying to get new chicken?
I don't think players really get into that, to be honest with you. I think it's something players have had to learn to be almost immune to. Because they know eventually they're going to be in that position. So I don't think it bothers, you know, it's not something that occupies a lot of time on Brock Purdy's hit list, I'm sure. It's not something that, you know, you're going to have most of the guys on that team worry about too much. If the bell rings and you're there, and you perform, that's all guys care about, period. It's not about personalities. It's not about what you pulled. You know, that's the only good news, bad news. Because if you don't perform and you pull crap like that, then you're going to have a problem.
Hey, Randy, how much time when you were playing did you spend talking to the kicker, if any?
Well, the first kicker early in my career, was Ray Wershing, you know, and he got there fairly early with Bill because he'd been at San Diego, and he and McKittrick knew of him. So he brought in Ray, who was a little bit different for a kicker, but he was ultra reliable. But kickers they're just different. That's what they do nothing but kick all day long and play with football. So, you know, and people say, well, they're kind of strange. Well, no kidding. they're just different. They have all that time to not only waste, they have all that time to kill before the end of practice when we actually need them.
I guess what I'm asking is the 49ers have a kicker, Jake Moody. He didn't have a very good year last year. His preseason was a little shaky, although he had some good moments. And it's clear that he's on a very short leash. And I was just wondering, is there any dynamic within a football team that you could help explain when a team's concerned about a kicker, or you don't even worry about that because it's not your job?
Yeah. You ever watch any golf?
Sure.
You ever see these great golfers that suddenly can't putt?
Yeah.
Or the guy that can't, you know, that is constantly putting himself in tough spots. I mean, we've seen Jordan Spieth. He stopped making 80-footers and 50-footers and struggling to make 5-footers. And he's still playing pretty good, but he's not as great as he was earlier in his career. That's kind of what a kicker is like. And the guys that come back from that, from those struggles, are probably mentally the strongest ones. The problem is with a lot of kickers, their ability to come back and prove themselves is usually with another team, because not many teams have much patience with, if you miss, they love you win or tie. Yeah. You lose, you're going to get the wrath.
Hey, Randy, I got to ask you about the quarterback. Last year it was a mess record-wise, right? And it was a bunch of reasons they went 6-11. But Brock Purdy signed a new deal, had a great, you know, start to his career. Is Randy Cross looking at Brock Purdy now differently, or has the expectation level grown even if he's with McCaffrey or without?
I think the main thing that's changed about Brock Purdy is he's one of the richest Iowa State alumni out there.
There you go.
Outside of that, I would say nothing. The guy, I think he's a killer. I believe he's going to be better than he's been in the past. I think he's got plenty of room to improve. And it's only going to be a matter of what is protection, what is pockets like, and how his receivers get out there and get open. They start batting balls up into the air and batting balls down like C.D. Lamb. Then he's going to have some issues, and I think people are going to have to be patient. But I still believe he's one of the top 3 to 5 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm. All right, Randy, here comes a little bit of a curveball. We had Chad Brown on, the former Seahawk, and as you know, he does some college football. And I have some ties to Tulane University, and I asked Chad Brown about Tulane. Of course, he didn't know anything about Tulane. I see you're doing Navy UAB on Saturday. Which one of those teams you think is going to come in second to the Green Wave?
The Green Wave, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was at West Point this last late December for that American Conference championship game.
Yeah.
Where the Green Wave tapped out because it was a little too cold for them.
They weren't
really excited about catching that tail whipping they got from Army. I think it's going to be a great match between Tulane, Navy. I think UTSA is going to be pretty good. As always, Memphis is going to be tough. It's going to be a wild thing in the American Conference. So they're sledding uphill, because if you're going to be a group of five team, yeah, the American specifically, you can lose one game.
Right.
And still be considered for the playoff. You can lose two if you're over on the other side. For the Mountain West, that's two if you lose to a really, really good team. So I don't know. I think Navy and them are going to be right there with Memphis and company, along with Tulane. Because, I mean, hell, Tulane beat Navy 35-0.
Yeah, they hammered them last year, Randy.
Look at my guy.
Now, of course, we have
Navy went 10-3, but they were MIA for those three games they lost.
Yeah, Tulane had a tough slog down the stretch too, but I like that coach at Tulane, John Sumrall.
Oh yeah, I loved his response. See his response
yes.
this week?
Yeah, yeah.
About
the helmets?
The best.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, Randy, don't egg him on, man. This dude's
wearing the white jerseys and recreating the whole Katrina thing,
yeah.
And. I found that fantastic.
Wow.
I sort of became a little bit more of a fan when he said that.
Yeah. Any chance you got Duke Tulane a week from tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
That's a big one.
Pretty good game.
Yeah, it's their quarterback's coming back.
Boy.
Mensa. He now quarterbacks for Duke. See, I we got to get off, though, Randy, because we're in San Francisco.
I got to ask Randy. I don't know if you're big into predictions, but I got to ask you. Niners making the playoffs? Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I think the Niners got an 11-6 in them.
Mm. All right.
There it is.
Hey, Randy, thank you so much
You're
as always, man. Really appreciate it. And go Green Wave.
All right. Hey, and by the way, I am doing Cal and San Diego State in a couple weeks.
Oh, we got a quarterback out here,
yeah.
Randy, the lefty. We might have to pull up on you, Randy.
You're going to have to learn how to pronounce his name, though, Randy.
What else is in
there? Oh, there it is.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, and really appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, Randy Cross.
He's awesome.
Three-time Super Bowl champ, 49ers offensive lineman from 76 to 88.
What are you going to do when it happens, though? When the boss calls you in and says, you got to leave the Green Wave thing alone.
I was wrong.
Tiny, you pushing it. I love it.
No, okay,
here we go again. Cares! I'm playing.
But people care about your Pirates.
Who?
That you bring up all the time.
Please. Now, that was good stuff.
Go Green Wave.
11-6. Purdy, a top three quarterback.
I like Randy Cross.
I love him. He's a straight shooter, so I can't say that was a shtick.
Who we got?
What question did he say I asked him that was a stupid?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Evan, I looked up at Evan. I hope he cut it. Yeah.
What was that question?
I can smell Guru's cologne in that suit. See, that's the type of stuff I don't like, man. Leave me alone. Best ever.
Of course, Tulane's got South Alabama tomorrow. We should be okay, but...
What's the line on that?
We don't take anybody lightly.
South Alabama.
Down in the Big Easy.
Yeah.
Nothing easy in the Big Easy.
San Jose State has Texas.
And of course, that game will be at Hancock Whitney Stadium.
South Alabama is called the Gulf.
Dude, that is nasty.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
No, I just made that up because there's nothing but... Like, you ever been to Alabama?
Never.
What was the lady's name, the caller, that said she called into one of the sports talk shows and was famous after Bama? She says something.
Oh, the Roll Tide woman.
Oh, yeah, Roll Tide.
Actually, I shouldn't say I haven't been to Alabama.
Well, you just did.
Well, because you know what they say about Pennsylvania.
And that's not how that works.
You know what they say about Pennsylvania?
If it's anything close to Alabama, then...
They say Pennsylvania's Philadelphia on the east, Pittsburgh on the west, and Alabama in the middle. So I kind of have been to Alabama, if you know what I mean.
Who says that?
People from Pennsylvania. You get it? Like, the middle of Pennsylvania is like Alabama.
Dude, you guys don't have summers like Alabama.
I'm done with the South after the Mississippi trip, so I don't even want to hear them names. But, yeah. Dude, you need a jersey. Get one. I'm going to get you. Your birthday's coming up.
I don't want to.
What number does Menso, or what, sorry,
I don't
what
care.
Number did he wear?
I don't know.
What was your college number?
I had a bunch of them. Remember, I'm not married to numbers.
That's why you didn't make it.
Huh? I wore a lot of different numbers.
I don't like that about your career.
Well, then,
like, if I didn't know you, I'd tell you a guy with multiple numbers wasn't a dog.
Then blame my dad.
What happened?
Okay? The number doesn't make the player, son. The player makes the number.
Mensa wore number 10.
I know.
Hey, it's your birthday. It's not that you said you're throwing a party. I may get you a Tulane football jersey.
I have one. Don't get me a jersey. Get me like a sweatshirt or something.
No, a jersey.
You need a jersey.
Yeah, you need a jersey. Come on. You got one from Steph.
By the way.
Oh, my God.
Can we bring this up?
Please do.
I mean, if it's going to be... I'll tell you what. Before you bring it up, I've never seen this before, but I've got more support from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and the YouTube chat than I've ever had before. Some people are seemingly acknowledging you guys are up to something. But go ahead. What do you got to bring up?
I promise this isn't about Maxwell. Apparently that was a subject I didn't know needed to be broached. But who throws a party on a Sunday?
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, the team was kind of talking behind their back.
Well, don't
come.
You know what?
But you know what? We can't get loose.
What are you talking about?
We got work the next day. Yeah,
that'll be tough. Do the 49ers play on the Sunday?
I believe so.
Then you'll just mail in Monday anyway.
Stanley, stop.
Why not Saturday?
Let's go to the wee hours, baby.
Let's watch Tulane together.
How you doing? Welcome, Daryl. Oh, I got to see you later in an hour. I got to get ready for work.
The reason we're not doing it Saturday, and I hope this is okay with you guys,
we'll see,
considering it's not your party, is the band can't play on Saturday because their lead singer is going to be in L.A., but the lead singer is returning to the Bay on Sunday morning, so I'll be able to have a band at the party.
What? I'm there now. You got a band?
Yes.
Well, you should have led with that.
I might take Monday off. Dude, wow.
Maybe I will too.
How many people you think are showing from here?
Well, I made a list of people and I've come up with 36. 36 people. We have a lot of food. And I'll tell you what.
People think I'm being cruel today. I'm not. I'm just like, 36, Tiny?
Is that not a lot?
Well, who the hell you think you are?
That's a lot of people.
Ronald Reagan? 36.
Well, it's friends of the whole family. You guys are.
I'm having some fun. No,
I'm glad you're having fun.
My acting class, part two, episode two, later today, Evan.
Yep, 1:30, right before Shanahan.
Look how excited he is.
So, all right, Shanahan's talking at 1:30 today. I think that was taped.
Oh, I was worried.
I think so.
All right.
He's not.
Yeah, Shanahan was on the TV in the studio, but it was from yesterday, so we're
before he got the bad news, huh? Probably. I can't believe that news broke at the summit. I thought it was Kuminga. I'm being honest.
By the way, let's talk a little bit about that game last night. Jalen Carter.
Can I defend Jalen?
Oh, no.
I'm going to defend him. Can I tell me when to go? And I'll shout out E40 and I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Dak was minding his own business, was behind his offensive lineman, spit, and I could see how Jalen, they were jawing or having words. I could see how Jalen Carter thought Dak tried to spit at him, but to spit in that man's face, you don't do that. You catch elbows and everything, beat downs with that. But Steiny, when it was all said and done, I think JC, and if you look at his college transgressions, I'll leave that alone. You kind of see with his mindset why he got in major trouble and dropped in the draft. I'll leave that there. But I just a little part of me thought, damn, ref, Dak did spit, and you could make the correlation that Jalen thought he was spitting it in.
So, but you wouldn't have ejected Jalen Carter. Oh my! That
Austin in San Jose goes. Guru will never back Dak.
Don't you see?
No, Dak would have kicked his ass
again.
Again, I'm just being honest, Donnie. Okay. I'm being neutral. I thought Dak spitting, even though Dak wasn't spitting on Carter, I could see how Carter thought, okay, I got to retaliate. Spit. It's one of the most despicable things you can do. But I do wonder if we're going to get something from the he spit in his face. You can't do that, and you let your team down. I resigned from the case.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Say your piece.
He was in the wrong. I mean, it's not even close. Mm. One spit landed on the AstroTurf,
And
the other spit landed on a guy's upper chest.
Yuck.
What are we,
I got you.
Come on.
About the game? Entertaining? Except the lightning delay. Dude, 90 minutes.
What do you mean?
They had to pause the game
It was lightning.
Yeah, but they were going up and down. My point, I get that, safety first. But I think, Dallas didn't score in the second half. Maybe a CD catches on a few ball, holds on to a few. Dude, how does your number one receiver have a day like that, open at night?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Prescott's got to live with a loss there, and that's not right.
And Brian Schottenheimer, whose daddy was looking down upon him from the heavens.
I am so sick and tired of the way people talk about quarterbacks in football. Dak Prescott was terrific last night. He puts the ball right in CeeDee Lamb's hands three times saw in the fourth quarter.
Because
I didn't watch the game because I was at the summit.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what more? Come on.
Can I give you a hot take I have about Dak?
How about after the break,
okay.
Evan said.
All right.
Oh, look, you two.
Went to the concert.
Oh, you guys, two teamwork guys. You guys really working together as a team. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And Christian McCaffrey, obviously the big news. We'll be talking about it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What is love?
No!
So, coming up at 2:00 today, What's Bugging You? Sponsored by Atco Pest Control. And for the last like four Fridays, I've gone up to the What's Bugging You and I haven't really had one, and I've had to kind of concoct one. Now I have two.
We got you.
I've got two.
That's a surplus.
And since one is sports related, I'm going to do that now.
Let's go.
I'll save the other one.
Should have played the gripe music.
I brought this. It's not really gripe. Well, but it is. I brought this up to you before the show.
Oh, I hope I'm not a part of it.
You're not. LeBron James is somebody who's been maligned at times over the years and sometimes can be a very polarizing figure. And I must say that between the time he came into the NBA and yesterday, I've always liked LeBron James. I like him a lot.
Yeah. A lot to like.
I think he's a great player. I think he's a good family man. I think he's a little narcissistic, whatever. I like him for the most part. But he's doing something that's bothering me. Have you noticed?
No, I have not.
He's beginning to post on social media golf videos. He's taking up golf. And I just can't help but think, this is so LeBron. Like, you're not a golfer. Don't try to weasel into the NBA golfing community. Like, there's a certain segment of players in the NBA that love golf. And they got their group. And clearly, he feels like he's outside that group. So now he's taking up golf so he can be in that group with Steph and J.R. Smith and all those guys.
I truly
like that. It does. You're not in this one, LeBron. You're not in this one.
In year 100 of his career, Stoney,
play
on,
golf.
Man. Let him live.
I'm just telling you that actually bothers me more than anything he's ever done in his career outside the decision.
But Stoney, it sounds like you belong to you're the golf club telling me I can't.
That's
you don't take
right.
My type. I don't like
that's
that.
Right.
I don't like this gripe.
He
let him live.
He can live. Go play golf with Rich Paul and your buddies right. In LA. You're not part of the NBA golf community. You know why? Because they're serious about it, and you're just trying to pick it up right now. You're not. You know what? Get yourself a 10 handicap. And we'll talk.
Oh, Stoney.
LeBron, you're not in this one. You're not
it
in the golf.
Shut up and you're, dribble and don't you're, golf. But
you're not
Stoney
in,
has got some elements to
sorry,
it,
LeBron. You're not in the golf community.
Did you see his stroke?
Yes.
Give me a break it down.
Mediocre. Very mediocre. Well,
I can relate.
Well,
I wonder why that
yours.
Bothers you. Like, seriously.
Because it's like vintage LeBron wanting to
but
horn
he's
in
so
on
big.
Stuff.
He that's not gonna.
That's the point.
The golf element is not gonna supersede what he's are. He's the king. Let him golf.
He wants to be involved in like everything.
That's
every single thing.
Well, obviously not. He just waited the year till he was 44 to start golfing. But let him live. That's all I would.
He is
so you actually watched
you know,
that.
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Go ahead.
I don't care. You know why he's golfing, don't you?
No.
Because of Steph Curry. That's why he's golfing.
But why now?
Because he's jealous of Curry. He just is.
Well,
and Curry gets
that.
All these accolades for being such a great athlete.
But didn't
and
he
now LeBron's got to show
I can play golf. If you were right, this would have happened 9 years ago. He would have picked it up like eight, seven
no,
years ago.
No, don't you get it?
It's winding down for him now.
Right. But right now... Golf
you're on to
is,
something.
Golf is huge in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right.
So he
and
missed
so
that
he's,
train.
No, he's realized now that this golf community is like a clique within a clique in the NBA, and now he wants to jump in.
I don't see it that way.
I do.
Oh, D. Lou said Stoney's speaking truth. Don't you understand? It's almost over for him, so maybe he just really was like, okay, what if I did way too late, but... It's nothing that's going to elevate him. He's going to be in this group whether you like it or not, even when he's retired, but his career is almost over. I really believe, like, the dude's like, man, like me when I golf and thinking I'm going to beat this or something, but let him live.
He's picking up golf for the wrong reasons. He's picking up golf
oh,
to be part of a
Of a group
that he's already a part of.
No.
He's already a part of it.
He's not a part of that group. He doesn't golf.
All right, let's see Butcher check. Let's see if he agrees.
I'll bet
you
Butcher agrees. I will bet money that Joe Shasky agrees.
Stoddy is 100% correct.
Thank you.
Regarding Braun, 100%. It's a click within a click within a click. All right, my question to you two is why now? He's almost done.
That's one of the reasons why, is because he's almost done. And two, he's starting to get he's starting to understand the realization that then guess what? Over. Golf's more important to NBA players, some of them, than the NBA. Because nobody wants to compete. You know it. And I let that. And you know what? And you know why? And you know why my
you got some Jim.
You know why my opinion's got some credibility, Goo? Is because I'm not a LeBron hater. I like LeBron, but this is a bridge too far.
Whoa!
You're not a golfer.
It ain't shut up and dribble and don't golf.
That's not the same thing.
Jim Olay, I got to read this in the chat. Come on, Goo, GU. Just like at the summit, don't you know your partner Stani is romantic about golf. This is what bothers me. LeBron is tarnishing that image.
Not really. I mean, no, it's because, no, it's got, anybody can play golf. I don't care about that.
But it seems like you do.
I don't care that you play golf, but then don't say, well, I'm going to the Olympic Club.
Harden
and then,
Yeah.
You know I'm right.
I'll tell you if you're right.
Yeah, so say it.
I just don't get what's in it for him.
What do you mean? Junk.
He is the Lee. He's been the, like, the golf component ain't going to make or break him. Let
and
him
you
enjoy.
Know what? And don't think for 1 minute Curry doesn't have something to do with this. Don't think for a minute. Anyway. That was going to be my what's bugging you, but.
But you got something else.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do.
Quick 49ers update from Vic Tafer. Christian McCaffrey is warming up for practice.
God, how do you feel now?
Talk to me Sunday, right before kickoff. And we got Kyle.
Vic Tafer.
Remember Vic?
That's right. Okay. Guys. So there it is. Evan, say that again. He's a practice. Is he a full participant? Or?
He is in uniform and warming up on the field during early portion of Friday's practice.
Right. And they won't be there for the whole practice, so they won't know if he goes through everything until the end of practice when Kyle talks.
Well, real quick here,
that's a good sign.
That's a damn good sign.
Right.
So, what time you think you're going to do it? Say I overreacted.
You know what? I'm not.
Well, we all did. Take over the summit. And we don't know. I want them out there. Of course, and they want them out there. We'll see. Red team, Guru completely missing what Stani is saying. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of
are. I'm a minority, too. Things hit different. And when a white guy talks about a black rich athlete playing golf bothers him, my radars go off. Wrong radar.
Okay. There you go.
But it's my radar, and allow me to just to process it. But the king is the king without golf. But you guys got me looking at him, though.
Oh, that's right. We got to get out here. Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570. Go ahead.
Zini.
Go ahead. I'll
glasses.
Give you 5 seconds to
Zini
make,
glasses,
make an ass
sorry.
Out of me. Go ahead.
Zini glasses is what you mean.
And then I'll, Evan, you want to jump in here before I wrap it up?
He deserved it.
Shut up, Steve. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
My mom, my papa, my daddy.
Where's your Caltrans? On the freeway, right next to speeding.